Hey, everybody, this is Stelly Efty.
And this is Heaton Shaw. And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about good questions to ask yourself during these uncertain times.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
We want you to do your best.
So I think this is a important topic. I will tell you why and get personal, but we always get personal on this anyway. Mm-hmm. So I had a friend text me the other day and he's like, text me something of the nature of like, I don't know, man, I'm just tired today. He's like, I feel like I'm tired every night. And it's like a friend of mine that wouldn't tell anybody else that. And I texted him, and I'm someone who really wouldn't tell anybody else that either.
Yes,
and I told him, I told him, you know what, me too. And then I texted him, and this was like the night before last, literally like very fresh. And I texted him last night, and I'm like, you know what, I feel the same today as well. And he's like, yeah, me too. So he's someone like you, Stelly, where it's like, I'll tell him anything privately, and you know, we'll chit chat publicly sometimes and stuff like that. And like, I understand where he's coming from when he says it to me, because he's resilient. He's seen lots of different things in the past. Like, you know, it's just like someone like you, right? Like we just have this sort of common either experiences or way of dealing with the world. And so I've just been wondering, like, how do you, like, of course it's okay to feel that, but how do you like ask yourself questions to just recognize when you might just be exhausted and there's no good answer? Because I can't tell you why I'm exhausted at night. He can't explain why he is either. And there's just a lot going on in the world.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's not just a lot going on in the world in the abstract. I think that when you go through a time like this where anxiety is so universal and uncertainty is so universal, it's literally in every interaction. Like it's in the hello, goodbye. It's in the, you know, it's even in small interactions that seem harmless and positive. The underlying energy exchange between all humans right now in varying degrees is always, no matter what we are saying, we also probably are communicating, I'm kind of anxious, I'm stressed, I'm worried, I feel uncertain, I'm not sure what's going to happen next. Like that, we've just never had that at this scale where almost everybody we interact with feels that, right? And therefore also communicates that verbally or non-verbally with each other all day long. And all that is raining onto us and is amplifying those feelings. You know, right. one thing I just remembered a long time ago, I think I had told you once, because you are in the small circle of people that I will tell things to that I won't tell to most people. And so, and I think I told you, I told you, dude, you know, that day, like, dude, I'm tired. You're like, dude, you're not tired. You're just bored. And I'm like, huh?
Yeah.
Just think about it differently. When I say I'm tired, I just tell myself, maybe I'm bored. Are you bored? And I was like, huh? Like, it was such a mind twister. I never forgotten that. Like that made such an impression on my fucking mind that anytime I think I'm tired, I go, am I bored? And sometimes I'm like, damn you, Heaton, I'm just tired. I'm definitely not bored today. You know? But I always check myself. Are you sure you're not bored? And I love it because it's one of those ways where you just reframe a feeling or a situation in a way that can just create a different spotlight and create different possibilities, right? Not always.
I like that. Good reminder. But I forgot really about that.
Yeah, I love that. I literally have not been able to forget that, you know, just at any time. I do believe that there's probably also another thing that's probably going on is that we are most likely asking ourselves certain questions, consciously or subconsciously, that we don't have good answers to, and that might cause more tension in our bodies than we're used to, and that tension translates then into exhaustion, Right? It translates into people breathing more shallow, people holding their breaths more, people tensing up their muscles more. And that exhausts you even if nothing happened. And that all comes from this like consuming information that is scary or gloom and doom, or thinking and asking yourself questions that cause you to either not know what the answer is and therefore cause you to feel uncertain and unsure, or cause you to give yourself answers that probably make you worried or make you afraid and anxious. So how do you, what have been some good questions that people have asked you, or you have asked others or yourself, that have helped in one way or another? And I'll go first actually, because I have something that's not, I have some questions that are very positive, but I want to come up with something that's actually not positive, but still very helpful during these times. There's two questions that I've started asking that have been helpful. One is, what is going on in your family life and in your personal life right now? So one thing that we do in our team meetings now, whenever we do a director sync or whenever I talk to any of the people that I work with, any meeting I'm in right now over Zoom, we always start with a personal minute where it's just like, how am I feeling? How is my family? What is going on in my city? Like a quick update in my world. What's going on in my world? And that has been incredibly helpful to release anxiety and tension and to make these meetings much more human, much more connected. A, it's a release. People are able to say, well, you know, we ran out of whatever water and my in-laws live with us now and it's very stressful and I'm having a hard time to be productive right now. Just being able to say it out loud in a group of peers can be very helpful, but it also gives the peers, all of us, it gives us information that help us work better with you, right? Maybe we'll support you a bit more. I had one person that 3 weeks ago told us, hey, my father-in-law was just hospitalized and is now on a ventilator and is in a coma. And so now this thing has gotten really real for us. And we're all like, whoa, holy shit. But knowing that helped me work with him and push him to take some days off. And like, I just had context of what was going on in his personal life versus just going, is everybody fine? Yeah, cool. So let's talk about work, right? And that has been very helpful. And then another thing that I want to say that's counterintuitive, but it's been very powerful for me personally, that's why I want to share it, is I try to call my mom every single day now. My mom is older and she lives alone, and so I'm kind of overly worried about her. And every like two times a week or so, I'll drive to her place and she'll be at her balcony, and I'll, with a lot of distance, just hang out and chat with her. So just so I can see her and she can see me. And the last couple of times, anytime I talked to her, I would ask her, how are you? And she would be like, I'm fine. Believe me, I'm doing well. I just went on a walk and I'm reading a book and everything is fine. And then I was like, this sucks. This question never gives me what I really want to get to. So this week when I went to her, I didn't ask, how are you doing? I said, what are you worried about these days?
Oh, that's good.
And when I asked her that, she looked at me, she paused, and she was like, I mean, I'm not worried about much, but, you know, I'm worried about your sister-in-law. She was not feeling well the last couple of days. I was talking to her, and I'm really worried if it's like this or that. And you know, I'm also worried about this other cousin of ours. And all of a sudden, for 30 minutes, she was telling me about all these people she's worried about, right? And then we were able to have a conversation about it, and I knew none of that stuff. I didn't know about all these people having all these problems, right? That I knew. And I didn't know that she was worrying about it all day long. Because when I ask her, how are you? My mom would think, my mom is such a grateful, grounded person. She'd be like, I have food. I have sunlight. I'm healthy. I'm fine. But when I ask her, what are you worried about? She was like, well, you know, I'm worried about this person and that person, that person, that person. And that allowed us to have a conversation where, you know, we could connect better, but also she could like say some of these worries to me so we can talk about it. And she doesn't have to just have all those worries live inside of her. So those are weird examples, but that's why I wanted to start with them.
Yeah, I think, it's really a good one. I think the one on the positive side I go for, which is related to what you said, is I recently flipped from focusing on gratitude to focusing more on luck. So okay. Still into gratitude. Gratitude's great. And there's like a certain feeling when you kind of feel like, oh, how grateful, you know, you are for things. So recently, like even when people ask me, how are you doing? I'm like, I feel lucky. And I feel lucky because my family's healthy. I have a house to like be in right now and lots of space, enough space with four of us in the house. Again, everyone's healthy. And like, you know, for the most part, our family is very used to being in the house. So nobody really gets too crazy together. I think my 6-year-old daughter sometimes goes nuts at night because she hasn't been out in a while. So, but like that, she's been doing that since she was a kid, where she has like a second burst of energy in the evening. And sometimes it's really like intense, but that's like once every like few weeks. So like, and that's like minor, you know, like for kids and stuff right now, at least from what I hear. And so I feel lucky. I feel lucky for lots of things. And just ask yourself, literally, like look at your situation and think to yourself, like, how lucky am I? What am I? Why do I feel lucky? Even assuming that you do feel lucky and figuring out why you feel lucky, I think is useful. And especially at this time, I feel like there's a big difference between gratitude and luck. So gratitude is a approach that helps you feel grateful for the things in your life and all that. And like I said, I think it's very powerful. Luck is a little bit different, where it kind of helps you remove yourself from attachment in a different way. I think gratitude is still some form of an attachment, bad. I think there's no bad there. Luck, though, is almost like, well, I didn't have anything to do with it.
Yeah, that's the